السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبعك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness who has created this whole universe out of love and out of care. He sent His messengers to guide humans to the right path. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets and all messengers. He has told the message as Allah, praise to him, wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessing to his soul, to his house, to his companions, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about ibadur rahman wa jazaohum ala sabrihim. My khutbah is about the worshippers of the beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how He inshaAllah is going to reward them for their patience to worship Him as best as they can. So they can live happy in this world and inshallah will be rewarded by everlasting happiness in the hereafter. The verses 63 to 77 from Surah Al-Furqan chapter 25 of the Holy Quran summarize the characteristics of these worshippers of Allah, Ibadur Rahman, and tell us that we have a choice and we choose to do good insha'Allah, so we'll be rewarded in the hereafter. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. The first characteristics of عباد الرحمن, the worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to him, is that they are humble, they're not arrogant. We know that we are mortals. We have limited time in this world. We have limited capacities. We have limited powers. No matter how much power we have, we are limited. Little sickness will get us in the bed. Any moment we can die in a car accident or a disease, a fire, and anything. So we should be humble. So Ibadur Rahman, the worshippers of Allah, the ones who truly know about their situation, that they are believers and they know their shortcomings, are humble. And if they are being attacked or argued against, teased, then they would say, salam, peace to you. They should not retaliate back. Otherwise, you will be in the same level, the one who attacks you. You should be bigger, you should be higher. This is a major characteristic of Ibadur Rahman, the worshippers of the beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those who would not sleep until they make their dues in prayers, standing and making sujood, prostration. So you are regular in that, then you are one of عباد الرحمن, inshallah. والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. Those also, the worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to him, are those who are constantly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly that they would avoid the hellfire punishment. Again, it's related to the first verse about not being arrogant. No matter what you do, still you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness, for something you did without really noticing. So a characteristic of those worshippers of Ar-Rahman is that they constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from going to the hellfire. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. Another characteristic of عباد الرحمن is that they give away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah told us how to spend our money to the needy, to the poor, to whoever is really in need of our charity. But he told us, when you give away, you should be giving in moderation. You should not be stingy, not spending at all, not giving away at all. But you should not be wasteful also, and leaving nothing to yourself and your family. And really, you can relate to that throughout the Muslim world, that they will say, oh, I spend and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me back. Well, Allah is telling you that you have to be moderate. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا. And also the worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to him, are those who would not call on somebody else as partner with Allah. And yeah, you may wonder, well, we are Muslims, we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not call on anybody except Allah. But think about it, and you will find somebody thinking that a human being can elevate them or debase them, can give you benefits or can deprive you of that, can cause your death or your life. Well, this is like taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that.
ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
And also the worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to Him, would never commit murder, killing a human being who is innocent, unless that person, in other ayat, Allah is telling us, murder, planned murder, is going to be punished by also murder or execution, but it is by the state, not by the individual human being.
ولا يزنون.
The worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to Him, also do not commit adultery. And zina in Arabic does not differentiate between premarital or marital. Like in English word, they say two different words. But illicit sexuality is haram. And worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to Him, do not commit zina or adultery before marriage or during marriage.
ومن يفعل ذلك ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما.
And whoever does that will be punished.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا.
And whoever does that, commit adultery or commit murder, will be everlasting, especially if it is a planned murder, everlasting in the punishment.
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا.
Except, so there is no other punishment for these bad deeds except everlasting punishment in the hellfire. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful, the compassionate, quickly says, إلا من تاب, except those who repent.
وآمن,
not only repent, and still they are believers.
وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا,
and he did good, because the Prophet والسلام, told us the good deeds erase the bad deeds. In explaining this verse,
فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ,
those who do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their bad deeds with good deeds.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا,
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and He is all merciful.
وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا,
and repentance is first and last is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is between the human being and His Creator. Nobody can tell whether your repentance is sincere or not. It's between you and your Creator.
وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا.
Also the worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to Him, will never testify wrongly, will never say that you did something wrong and you didn't, because this will implicate somebody in a court, and that person may be punished for somebody would say something wrong about him. It's a big sin in Islam if somebody testifies falsely and you know you are not telling the truth.
وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا,
and also worshippers of the beneficent Allah, praise to Him, even if sometimes they are indulged in gossip, sometimes you may be sitting with somebody and they mention the name of somebody else and you may be carried away with the discussion, but quickly you should come back and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and quickly. You should not be indulging. You should not, whenever you realize that you are indulged in gossip, riba or namima, or you are talking something bad about some person, you should quickly come back and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا.
Sometimes we just forget. We are human beings. Forgetfulness is, like they say, psychological necessity. Otherwise, our brains may explode. So we may forget about something important, and your brother or sister reminds you, by the way, you are doing something wrong, or you are saying something wrong. When you are reminded, you should not be arrogant and sticking to the same story again, just like a kind of ego. I am claiming this and that. Who are you to correct me? No. A characteristic of a mu'min, ibad al-Rahman, is that whenever you are reminded of ayat Allah, wa hiya al-haq. Ayat Allah means verses of Allah, teachings of Allah, commands of Allah. When you are reminded, actually you should thank the person who is reminding you and correcting you. Again, arrogance is not a characteristic of ibad al-Rahman, like the ayat starts.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين.
And those who are constantly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their spouses and their children good believers, so they can be content with them. Because inshallah, not only in the hereafter, you will be happy surrounded with your family members, but here, in this world, if they are doing well, you are doing well, you're happy. And God forbid, if your children or spouse is not doing well for any reason, you're suffering. So, ibad al-Rahman are in constantly calling on Allah. Dua. Al-dua mukh al-ibadah. The Prophet ﷺ said, calling on Allah is the essence of prayer. So those who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to make their children and their spouses as good as possible, as righteous as possible, as healthy as possible, as successful as possible, inshallah they will be given what they are asking. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And oh Allah, make us leaders for the pious, for the righteous. Oh Allah, enable us to remind each other. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You may be, all of you may be knowing all of this. A khutbah like this is education. We remind each other. That's the essence really. And when you are reminded, you should be happy about that. And if your brother, the speaker, is making a mistake, well, you can correct him or her after that. Nothing wrong with it. Again, we shouldn't be arrogant. We are humble. If you do all of that, then you are one of Ibad al-Rahman. You are one of the worshippers of the beneficent Allah. And I explained beneficent before if somebody was not here with us. Beneficent means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives benefits to all of His creation. Those who believe and those who do not believe. But the word Ar-Rahim, merciful, is a specific reward or a specific merit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving it to the believers. So we'll be inshallah touched by both of them as believers, given solely mercifulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah, and also as part of His creation, we'll get the benefits. So if you do all of these things, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. The worshippers of the beneficent will be rewarded al-ghurfa for their patience. Patience on what? Patience in doing these commands. Patience in keeping doing them, carrying them. Because we may get tired. Temptations are so many around us. We may get teased, irritated by somebody, and we can't wait to fight back. If you're patient and you do it right, you are one of those who will be rewarded with al-ghurfa. And I'll explain al-ghurfa. وَيُلْقَوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. Whenever they are there, in that part of Jannah, paradise, they will be always greeted by the word salam, peace and greeting to you, by angels and by other believers.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمَقَامًا.
Everlasting, and it is the best destination and the most magnificent place of residence.
قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ.
Tell them, O Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, tell the believers, tell the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of your worship. He just gives you when you make dua. You do it for yourself, actually.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا.
And if you belie this, if you say the Prophet is not telling the truth, then God's punishment is there. The great mentors, may Allah reward with them, the major interpreters of the Holy Quran, Ibn Kathir, Al-Qurtubi, and Al-Tabari, all of them agreed that Al-Ghurfa is one of the highest places in Jannah, in paradise. So one of the best parts of the residence in paradise will be given, that's Al-Ghurfa, will be given to the worshippers of the beneficent, Ibadur Rahman, inshallah. And they added, at least Al-Qurtubi is good in Arabic, root verbs of, and extensions, actually. He said the Arabs at the time of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, they would call a room built on top of the residence as ghurfa. So still in every time, whether it is in this world or in the hereafter, it's a high level of appreciation, a high level of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the ibad al-Rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that part, that ghurfa in Jannah. Ameen. And ask him, he is very close, as telling you that he answers your call.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين.
Related to the topic, actually the word عباد الرحمن. And I want just إن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. We just remind each other about it. عباد is the plural of عبد. عبد in Arabic can mean a slave. If it is, and can mean worshipper in singular. And al-mu'minun, the believers, are referred to as ibadur rahman in plural constantly. There are five verses only in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word abid, slaves. And in all the five, they are not believers. They are slaves of their desires, slaves of their bad behavior. But Ibadur Rahman, that the exact right translation, as far as I know, it's worship. We are worshippers of God. Allah doesn't need our service. He did not create us, He needs us. He doesn't need, it's out of His love. He sent His messages to humanity to guide us. We do it for ourselves. One ayah in the Holy Quran explains its words. It's all encompassing. It's muhit. وَمَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have not left out anything in this book. Anything you want. If you are knowledgeable, you read it with the mind that you understand, you will find whatever question you are asking about. This is Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4. Verse 172.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا صدق الله العظيم. Allah praise to him says in this great ayah that addresses this idea, are we slaves or worshippers? He says Al-Masih, the Messiah, would not disdain, would not abstain to be Abdullah, worshipper of Allah. وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ Even the closest angels around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disdain or be proud not to worship Allah. وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ And whoever disdain or reject or abstain from worshipping Allah, فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا They will be back to him and they will be in hashr, crowded and ready for punishment. The main point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam as Abdullah. One translation can be slave of Allah. Some brothers say that. But this ayah is telling us it's related وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ It's linked with ibadah, abd and ibadah. No Arab scholar, no average Arab would say ibadah means slavery. Ibadah means worship. So this is coming from that. Then this singular is coming from that ibadah, which is the adjective or noun. Other than that, this is the decisive evidence that we worship Allah and we do not abstain from his worship. Other verses that tell you we are not slaves. We worship Allah by choice. If we are slaves, we are helpless. We have no will. Actually, Allah the Merciful will not punish anybody who is a slave. If we are robots, we worship Allah automatically. How is he going to punish one of us if he does something wrong? If you are forced to, abd means, slave means you have no will. You do things automatically. We don't do things automatically. Who brought you from your homes here? You came by your own choice. I take it as brothers, really, we need to remind each other. Nothing wrong with that. That's all my objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk, this is chapter 67, verse 2. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا He created death and life just to try you to see who among you is going to do the best. Then you have a choice to do or not. He is looking at you to see you, that you are doing the right thing. Actually, if you remember the original story, this is the bit of الشيطان لعنة الله عليه. He said to Allah, praise to him, that they are bad species. They shed blood and they are corrupt. They don't deserve your trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show shaitan, no, they are good. They will be doing good things by their choice. In Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 29, يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ Allah says that. Whoever wills, want to be believer, let him be believer. Whoever wills and wants to be non-believer, let him be non-believer. A choice. There is a choice. In Surah Luqman, chapter 31, verse 12, يقول عز وجل وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ Whoever thanks Allah by his choice, you thank Allah.
You are thanking him for yourself because you will be rewarded for that. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ And who rejects God? Allah is ghani. He is not in need of your thanks. In Surah Al-Insan, يقول عز وجل إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا We have guided, we have created the human being to be able to thank or to reject. There is a choice. Allah is telling you that. You are not a slave. If you are a slave, you have no choice. In Surah Al-Isra, this is chapter 17, verse 50. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the beneficent. How is he going to punish us without him sending messengers first? وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا We're not going to punish until we send messengers to warn you first and tell you the right and the wrong. Then those who choose to do wrong will be punished. In Surah Al-Balad, this is chapter 89, verse 10, يقول عز وجل وهديناه النجدين We created him with the ability to choose between two paths. That's a human being. And finally, this Surah Al-Shams, chapter 91, verses 7 and 8, يقول عز وجل ونفس وما سواها فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, is telling us with the human self, the human soul. And he said, أَلْهَمَهَا He inspired that human soul to be able either to be pious, righteous, or corrupt, disobedient. The choice is there. It's unmistakable. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to continue to worship Him with our own choice. So we enjoy it. Because it's really hard, like the ayat said. A lot of temptation. A lot of dissuasions. A lot of things that may trigger your reaction in a wrong way. So staying the course, it's a decision, it's a choice to be a worshipper, to be a good believer. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سديته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه عنه ومن أراد بهم شرا فخذه وأهلكه يا رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقموا الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام.